flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
ओम शांति। A disciple asked his master, "How can I become God's closest friend?" The master said, "First, stop gossiping about his other friends. He has millions of them. To be God's friend, this is the unique opportunity. To share with him everything. To be with him. We share things with people with whom we feel safe. It is very difficult to share anything with a person who is not compatible with us. Either the person is carrying very high ego, or the person is having such a narrowed intellect. A very small range of understanding and maturity. Even if we share, the results are confusing. We need someone who is vibrating at the same frequency, or if possible, higher frequency. God is a friend with the highest frequency of existence. when we sync our being with Him. We download vibrations of highest order. So today's Murli is very short, and these are the five self-respects or affirmations. The first, Baba said, you are right hands. You are right hands. How do we become God's right hands? Then right hand stops pointing fingers at others. When right hand gets directed inside, then Baba said he has come to make a handshake with his right hands. Right hand means righteous. Right hand means total surrender. Right hand means total acceptance of one's own being, of all the faults and failings which are within us. And then we surrender unto the highest. And then you become a tool in the hand of the divine. You become a channel. That channel that pours divine wisdom without force. Without imposition. You become the tool in the hands of the divine. There is nothing of your own. You are His hand. He moves you. So right hand means to be an instrument. Right hand means to be a channel of divine wisdom. Right hand means to be a tool . Right hand means a state of surrender where He uses you the way He wants, not the way you desire. Right hand is the state of desirelessness. You are not deciding. It is like a dried up leaf, and the wind is moving the leaf. The second is He is the real beloved lover. You are the beloved. It is a spiritual romance. The state of spiritual intimacy. It's the meeting of the beloved with the lover, and He is the supreme lover. So you invoke him. He is the divine lover. You talk with him. You call him. You miss him. You crave to be with him. And his presence is like an addiction. That is the second self-respect from today's Murli. And the third, you are his nearest friend. Baba said, you are God's nearest friends. You enjoy this divine friendship. This friendship is the highest form of love. The third and fourth is combined. You remain combined with him. It's a state of non-dualism. Your existence merges into his existence. The individual self dissolves into the universal self. It is the state of merging, where you feel that you are always with him, surrounded by him, drowned in him. A fish is asking, where is the water? The senior fish tells, don't ask. Where is the water? Where you are, your very existence is because of this water. The water is above you and water is below you. And water is in front of you and water is behind you. You are surrounded by water. Your very existence, your very essence is because of that water. You are alive because of that water. The moment you come out of this water, you will die. So stop asking the questions. Just swim. Be a divine diver, a swimmer. And swim into this infinite ocean of love. Touch the waves. Feel the waves. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. This is the ocean of silence. The next is master teacher. Baba said, each one of you is a master teacher. Master teacher is the one who keeps his students awake. Master teacher is the state of effortless wisdom, where knowledge flows through you effortlessly. Because you are the very embodiment of that knowledge. Your very presence and your very existence radiates that knowledge. So be a master teacher. And the first criteria for becoming a master teacher is to test silence. If you talk too much, even God will fall asleep in your class if he is sitting. These are different things Baba has spoken. You are the light of his eyes. You are the jewel in his forehead. You are the bead of his garland of victory, which he is wearing round his neck. You are the smile on his lips. There are elevated versions. So these are the five main points from today's Murli. You are God's right hand. He is using you. So have this awareness all the time, that I am for his work. I am for a very high work. I am here for a purpose. I am here with a purpose. My life should become the signature of God. My existence should become the message of God. My presence should become the fragrance of God. My being should become the light of God. So remember, who am I? I am the right hand of God. The second, his beloved. So beloved is always thinking of how to please the lover. To understand his unspoken desires. God's nearest friends. Who are we? We are his friends. Friends play together. There's one more point in this Murli about drama. This is a drama within the drama, a play within the play. This drama is a cosmic play. It has already been scripted. Just play your part and enjoy and have fun. The drama within the drama, the play within the play, the game within the game. So this drama is a beautiful musical concert. So many instruments, so many different genres of music. So many melodies, lyrics, rhymes, octanes coming together and creating the spiritual symphony, the divine harmony. This is not Bollywood. This is Baba's wood. The next is staying combined with him. The state of non-dualism. The state of merging. The state of sinking. The state of mingling. The drop becoming the ocean. Being with him, moving with him, and staying like a ship, like a fish in water. Master teacher, each one of us is a teacher here. The Supreme Teacher has taught us and He has made each one of us a teacher. And the best teaching is through silence and the best teaching is through life. You cannot teach anybody, do this and do that. That method of teaching is called didactic education. This is not the didactic system of education. This is teaching through one's own example. You do it. And others will feel inspired. So you become a beacon of light. And the last, these are the different words. So today's homework. The first, you visualize yourself as a master teacher. And the whole world is in front of you. And you are teaching the world. What is it to love God? How is it to move with Him? How to move, to walk, to do everything and yet remain detached, to speak and yet not speak. To talk and yet not to talk, to do and yet not doing anything. So visualize yourself that you are the master teacher. You are sitting and not saying anything and yet everyone is learning everything. Gurustu maunam vyakhyanam shishyastu channa sanshaya. The guru is sitting, not speaking at all. The disciples are sitting, not speaking at all. The speaker is silent, the audience is silent. And in that silence, the doubts are getting dissolved. The problems are getting fixed. There is not a single clap, but yet solutions are emerging. So that is first. Second, you can create analogies from Murli, different analogies. Analogy means similarities. Think of certain similar word, like to remain cheerful. What is it like to remain cheerful? Think of a flower. Be with Him in His company. What is it like to be in His company? Think of the two things which are existing together in nature. So think of analogies. Devise certain mnemonics. Write the Murli in your own handwriting. Summarize the Murli. Write important points. When you write with your own hand, you remember more. Or try to explain to somebody who doesn't understand anything. Or to an imaginary audience. Create a memory palace. You can create your own memory palace. For example, this is the room and this is the stage. It is number 1. On left side, number 2, number 3, number 4. And put these 5 points at 4 or 5 places. So you can create any memory palace. Do something. Churn. Think. Cogitate. Create certain questions and try to answer those questions in your own mind. Mental answering. Not writing the answers. Create the questions and start mental answering. That is also one of the memory methods. To think, to remember, to churn, to enjoy, to rejoice. Mudli. Om Shanti.